Washburn, St. Helena, California, September 30th, 1906. Elder Washburn. Dear brother, this morning I received and read your letter. I certainly desire that the $400 that a sister in Iowa is willing to lend without interest shall be used where it is most needed. I shall be pleased to see it used in the needy South. I desire to do all I can to encourage and help the school at Madison. I know that the Lord directed in the selection of this property. The place is suitable for the carrying forward of a high-grade educational work. Let no one speak a word to discourage those who are laboring in Madison. There must be no manifestation of selfish interests among the workers either in Madison or in Nashville. I feel an equal interest in the work in these two places. The school at Madison will make a success in fitting up workers if they do not become discouraged. With the blessing of the Lord, the sanitarium in Nashville may do a good work. I would have been pleased if the school and the sanitarium had been united at Madison. The sanitarium might be a help to the school, and the school to the sanitarium. I am bearing a decided testimony to our brethren at Loma Linda that if the school work and the sanitarium work are separated, neither will make a complete whole. But since the sanitarium is not connected with the school in Madison, I would say, let there be perfect harmony between workers in the two institutions. Let the workers in Nashville help and encourage those in Madison. I think that the food factory should be set in operation soon and conducted in an economical manner. It will not be necessary to manufacture foods for which it would be necessary to make a large investment. There are simple, inexpensive preparations that can be made to greater advantage. I have recently been writing out some lessons from the example of Christ in feeding the multitude. 5,000 at one time and 4,000 at another. I trust that in the carrying forward of our food work, the Lord's methods may be studied, and that no private interests may selfishly be introduced that would block the progress of the work in the right way.